Hey, Steve. So the market's been going through some crazy ups and downs with a lot of volatility. In this video, I'm going to be asking the question, what's going on with Tesla's stock price? So this is recorded right before market close. Tesla is at about $880. If you look at the past week, yeah, Tesla's dropped about $135 just within, you know, the past few days or so. If you look at today's stock price, Tesla dropped from $900 all the way to about $820 early in the morning. And ever since, it's been slowly recovering back to about $880. All right, so we do have a situation with macroeconomic concerns. You have a growing fear of recession. Just today, it was reported that the first quarter GDP actually shrank by a bit over 1% annualized. You also have growing concerns of persistent inflation, so lasting longer than people had initially anticipated. And then you have the Federal Reserve having a monetary policy of tightening this year. Also, China's COVID shutdowns are kind of giving some anxiety in the markets. And then there's the ongoing Ukraine-Russian war with no end in sight is impacting commodity prices as well. Specifically regarding Tesla, Twitter is starting to add some risk, I think, to Tesla stock price. So you have Elon Musk, he's taking out a $12.5 billion loan that's secured by Tesla shares. And then there's also a $21 billion in equity financing that Elon Musk needs to raise. Now, this is a minority share, so I think it's about 49% or so. I think Elon is intending to actually get other investors on board to finance this part. But there's also the possibility that Elon is actually going to sell some of his Tesla shares to come up with a portion of this equity finance. So the question is, did Elon Musk sell some Tesla shares this week? And is that part of the reason for the drop that we saw this past week in Tesla stock price? I put out a poll this morning on Twitter. I said, do you think Elon Musk has been selling Tesla shares this week to raise more cash for Twitter's acquisition? 42.9% said yes, 38.8% said no, 18% just wanted to view the results. I also noted that if Elon had sold Tesla shares on Tuesday, then he would have to file a Form 4 with the SEC within 2 days. That would be at the end of day today. So we're going to see after market close if Elon actually files a Form 4 to disclose that he has sold Tesla shares on Tuesday. If he did, then we know that was the reason for the big drop on Tuesday. If he didn't, then we know that it was probably a broader market or some other investors actually unloading shares. All right, another question is Twitter a distraction for Elon and also for Tesla shareholders? All right, a Business Insider article this past week said Musk's purchase of Twitter likely means that at least some of his attention will shift away from Tesla and toward improving the social media platform that he himself is an avid user of. Whether that attention shift will have any material impact on Tesla remains to be seen. Yeah, I'm in the camp that I don't think Elon is kind of at too much risk of losing focus. Tesla and SpaceX, he understands their bigger kind of profound impact on the world and history. And I think he remains largely in focus, right, with those two missions. Gary Black, he tweeted, he says, my partner, who's been a growth manager for 2 decades, reminded me this morning, growth PMs or portfolio managers hate the noise. While Tesla's fundamentals are strong, institutional PMs hate the drama and uncertainty caused by this deal or the Twitter acquisition deal. Many would rather sell and come back later when the noise ends. All right, so let's talk about Tesla's P over E ratio, basically their price to earnings ratio. Rob Mauer over at Tesla Daily, he tweeted this morning, he says in Q1, Tesla deliveries would have annualized to 1.24 million cars, right, delivered, and earnings annualized to $11.44. That's basically a 73 P over E ratio. In the next 12 months, Tesla will be delivering vehicles at a 2.5 million annual rate. What do you think happens to earnings when Tesla doubles deliveries? All right, let's take a look at Tesla's potential earnings over the next year, but also in 2023 and 2024 as we look out going forward. So typical P over E ratio, you're talking about actually GAAP net income. So it's this field here, which Tesla announced $3.3 billion of GAAP income, right? That comes out to about $2.86 per share. I personally kind of like more of the operating income, so income from operations, that line better, just because with net income, you've got some extra kind of, for example, taxes that you have to pay. And it's not a completely as consistent number, I think, as operating profit, which will be slightly higher. Sometimes, yeah, I think EBITDA or adjusted EBITDA is a great indicator too. It's more related to cash flow. But for the sake of this video, let's talk about operating income mostly here. So at $3.6 billion, Tesla delivered massive operating income. It's basically they're showing their operating leverage here. Next quarter is going to be a slight drop. I kind of am forecasting 280,000 vehicles delivered. Who knows? It could be more if Shanghai really boosts their they're ramped back up fast. In order to kind of rebound in deliveries, we're going to have to see a massive end of the year, second half. So 400, maybe 460,000 deliveries. What this will do is this will lead to basically operating income to be probably about $4.3 to $5.2 billion for the year. There are a lot of assumptions here, right? We're talking about assumptions of gross margin staying around 31% to 32%. You have operating income staying around, $2.1 to $2.3 billion, and operating margin staying around, 19 or 20% by the end of the year. This will lead operating income to $15 billion, for 2022. So if you give it kind of, a 50 multiple at the low end, that's $750 market cap. But if you boost it up, even up to 100, that basically, boost Tesla market cap up to $1.5 billion. Of course, the actual multiple investors will give off of an operating profit number will be determined on a lot of different things. And one of the factors is actually their growth rate. How fast are they growing revenue? How fast are they growing operating profits? All right, this is 2023. So let's look at this operating income field here. We're assuming that Tesla can deliver, 2.4 million cars and that deliveries will incrementally increase every quarter. We're assuming that auto gross margin stays around 32 to 33%. The factories get more efficient, FSC gets better, the take rate improves. And we're looking at operating margins going from 21% to about 23%. In that case, regarding those assumptions and also operating expenses, trending up slightly quarter over quarter. With those assumptions, you're looking at operating income going from $6 billion a quarter to about $8.5 billion a quarter, ending the year at about $29 billion, of operating profit for 2023. All right, moving on to 2024. I personally think for a growth stock like Tesla, you've got to look at least a few years out, because if you're just looking at this quarter or next quarter, I think, it's too much noise. There's too much uncertainty, too much volatility around that. So if we're looking at Tesla to deliver, 3.586 million cars in 2024, we're looking to start the year at 750 million cars in Q1 and ending the year at about 1.05 million cars in Q4 of 2024. I'm looking at gross margins to be 33 to 34% or so. Again, FSD improving, manufacturing efficiencies improving. And then we're looking at operating expenses trending up, operating margins still slightly trending up. And let's look at this key line of operating income going from basically almost $10 billion to about $14.5 billion by the end of the year. So we're looking, Tesla ending possibly, of course, assuming that all these assumptions come true. And this is kind of a fool's errand in a sense, because these numbers won't be accurate in the sense that Tesla will either come below it or above it, It depends on, and this is part of the investing game. So if these assumptions are correct, then Tesla, let's say hypothetically, delivers operating income of almost $50 billion, in 2024, which is incredible. Even at a 50 multiple off of that, that's, you're looking at about $2.5 billion market cap. Annualized, take this $14.5 billion, let's say $15 billion over, let's round it down to $14 billion times four. So that's $64 billion of operating income annualized, which is amazing. This is Tesla turning into a massive, massive cash cow. And this is part of kind of the reason why, I look at Tesla under $1 trillion and I look at their growth over the next 2 or 3 years. This is just actually 2 years going forward, 2024. And you already see the numbers that Tesla can massively deliver. All right, so I want to kind of ask another question: is what are some risks for Tesla going forward? So I think over the next few years, it's possible. Let's say even this year, will recession impact demand for the cars? Will it impact pricing? Will it impact Tesla's gross margins? Which ultimately impact Tesla's operating margins as well. Next question is: where will the 2024 delivery growth come from? So if Tesla's trying to deliver, let's say hypothetically, 3.5 million cars in 2024, and let's say you have Model Y. And Model 3 can deliver 2 million cars. And let's say you combine, S, X, Cybertruck, and for another 500,000, hypothetically, that's basically 2.5 million cars. So you're already missing kind of 1 million cars where Tesla needs to either come up with a new vehicle, a line, or do some type of thing where they come up with a cheaper, let's say a different variation of the Model Y, a Model 3, or Tesla comes up with, let's say, the robotaxi vehicle. But then again, will FSD, FSDB ready, right, for that 2024 debut of the Tesla Robotaxi dedicated vehicle. Going forward, there's also FSD execution risk. Like, will Tesla really be able to push forward, you know, FSD to the point where it's going to be better and safer than human driving? There are short-term sentiment risks, right? You have the ongoing kind of uncertain macro environment. You have the Fed, you have ongoing inflation, recession risks, right? Tightening monetary policy. Another kind of short-term concern would be a weak Q2 delivery number, which basically flows down with revenue all the way down to margins and net profits, right? Which will be weaker than probably Q1. So this is due to the Shanghai shutdown. A lot of this is still unknown because we're not sure how fast Tesla is ramping after, right? They come back online. Also, there is this ongoing Twitter distraction kind of issue. You know, how much will this distract kind of investors and the sentiment around, let's say, you know, Elon and also what Tesla is doing? All right, so another question is, what am I doing personally? Overall, I'm just kind of staying pretty chill. I'm not too swayed by, you know, the macro noise and the nervousness or anxiety in the markets. The core question to me is Tesla the company going to be worth more or not in a few years? And I just think most people don't think that Tesla can keep up their growth and keep growing their gross margins and operating margins. But I think FSD continues to get better and Tesla continues to improve their manufacturing efficiencies. I think there's a decent chance Tesla does grow their margins and their operating profit might just 3 to 4x in just the next, say, 2 or 3 years. I don't think most people are forecasting this. I also think that Tesla will figure out ways to continue their delivery growth as well. They've always figured things out like this, and much of the delivery growth is dependent on the cost of batteries and manufacturing efficiencies, which they're making tremendous improvements in. Overall, I think Tesla is a long-term growth story that, by definition, will be misunderstood in the short term. There will be lots of ups and downs, and all that comes with the territory of investing. All right, hope this has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.